USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're a 2020 presidential candidate, the place to be today is New Hampshire, which holds the first in the nation primary tomorrow. All the Democratic contenders have been there for days. President Trump is heading there later today for a rally in Manchester this evening. In the latest CBS News tracker poll from that state, Pete Buttigieg leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders with 25%. Then come Elizabeth Warren, and in fourth place, former VP Joe Biden, who's downplaying any notions his campaign is losing steam. Biden says many New Hampshire voters haven't made up their minds yet on who they'll vote for, but they all want one thing, to remove Donald Trump from office.
Everybody, including independents and a lot of Republicans, think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And I feel confident about where we are.
He spoke on CBS's This Morning, and this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.